instructions I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lector decoding machine.
All I want is that lector.
Oh? Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl and the lector?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new lector.
Lector, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years. Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but Alecta could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Alecta decoder. They have wanted one for years.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the Alecta.
So you had me delivered on a plate. That's brilliant.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Lector Decoder on CJLO 1690 AM. I, Haley, am currently having a coughing fit, so that bodes well.
I, Jason, am not.
I had some very garlicky garlic bread, and my throat doesn't like it.
I ate that same garlic bread, and I feel fine.
He's built different.
Haley?
Yeah?
Could you please press the REM button, please? Thank you, darling.
You got a right. You know that, right?
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jason.
We're from Lector Decoder.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Excuse me. I thought you were someone else. They've been on my mind. Could you have been less cool? Your glasses slipping down. I'm
Excuse me, I thought you were someone else. They've been on my mind. Messed up again.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
You're listening to CJLO 1690.
It's Lector Decoder, Monday night. Woo, woo!
Wow.
Shout out to Matt, who just had In the Garage.
We were in the garage just seconds ago.
We were in the garage with Matt. He just played Pavement. That was so good.
You get out of the garage, you go into the basement. That's Lector Decoder.
That's us. The dank basement. You just heard from Heavenly's new album, Highway to Heavenly. They always have Heavenly in the title of their album. Very fun. Ah. Excuse Me. Before that, Gord Downey and the Sadies live with I Got It Right. Preceded by Here Comes the Summer by Northern Irish band The Undertones.
Oh.
Actually on tour right now.
I didn't know bands could be Northern Irish.
There's one, and it's okay. The Undertones.
Great.
They're on tour in Europe right now. And, of course, we opened things with the Athens Quartet themselves, REM, with White Tornado.
Uh-huh. That's an early IRS instrumental there. It's
yeah.
It's got that summer feel.
It really does. We're continuing the summer feel theme that Matt started. Thank you again, Matt.
I love summer feel.
Heavenly, by the way, also on tour right now. No Montreal stop, unfortunately. They were just in Toronto last week. But if anyone's in Vancouver at the end of June, they're going to be in town.
If you're going on tour and you don't stop in Montreal, were you ever really on tour?
I say no.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't come here anymore, and there's a lot of tours happening, so.
Why is that?
There's many reasons. We don't have time to get into all of them.
Oh, okay. Last week, our topic was Pogs are back in Pog form. How about that?
It wasn't a question. It was just a statement.
Yeah.
Pogs are back.
We asked friends. Listeners of Lector Decoder, we asked you. I'm getting a little funky today, if you notice that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Which other dormant pop culture trends need to make a comeback?
We heard from Sammy in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, who said, PictoChat. I miss chatting with my friends on Nintendo DS on PictoChat. You know what, Sammy? I get that. Especially, you used to do that fun thing on PictoChat. Did you ever do this, Jason? Where you, like, you draw, like, a head, and then you send it, and then they draw, like, the neck, and then you send it, and then they draw, like, a torso, and, like, you create, like, a little person together.
I gotta tell you, I did have a Nintendo DS. I did not have any friends.
Only child syndrome. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Okay. Brian from St. Lazar said they need to bring back fingerboards. How fun is that?
Oh, sure. The little skateboards.
Yeah, a little kickflip. They got replaced by video games. How sad is that?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, that is sad.
How fun is the fingerboard? How sad is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
That was a good game. And finally, Jeanne from Pierrefonds Roxborough said, chivalry.
Chivalry, that needs to come back.
Yeah. You know what? The other day, I held a door open for a man at Dorval Gardens Mall.
Already, this is against the rules of chivalry.
I know, but I thought I would be kind to him, and he was a little ways off, so I had to kind of wait for a second. Uh-huh. And it was one of these entrances with like four sets of doors.
Sure.
And as he approached, he said, merci, and then proceeded to go in a different door not holding open for him.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Why say merci? Just stonewall you.
That's I know. He said merci, he smiled, he nodded, and then he went in a different door.
I didn't want to have anything to do with you.
No.
Okay.
This week, our topic is most iconic signage. We're talking about street signage. What are your favorite examples?
Lawn signs.
Road signs.
Yeah.
Signs you would put in the window of your property. Any kind of sign.
If you have a sign that you prefer over all the others, you need to write to us at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. Lector with a K as in...
Kamloops?
Kamloops.
Is that a place?
Of course.
It's Cam, like K-A-M?
Yeah.
Kamloops.
Kamloops with a K.
Woo!
All right. Back to the music.
What are we playing?
I think we're going to... It's unclear what we're playing.
Oh, it's unclear.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
You wake up feeling tired. I understand. When you see me standing there, does it bring back memories? Is it right for you to stand? Is it wrong for me to leave? Someone waited for my chance. Why wait for another scene? But I guess I never can. I guess you're not like me.
Yeah, CJLO 1690. How about that?
How about that?
We just heard. That was Two Legs.
It's kind of a cover by the Snail Mail.
It's part of the deluxe This Is Lorelei album.
Box for Buddy, Box for Star.
I was about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry. Whoa. It's not a deluxe. This is a super deluxe. Okay.
The deluxe, it's like a sandwich.
The deluxe has come and gone. This is the super deluxe.
You're right.
This Is Lorelei are really becoming, I hate to cast aspersions on Titus Andronicus, they're becoming the rock fans' rock band.
You think?
Well, Wilco's covering This Is Lorelei.
There's a ton of collaborators on this super deluxe.
Oh, I know. Everybody's involved. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My nemesis, MJ Lenderman, of course.
Yeah, of course. Waxahachie. Yeah, a bunch of people.
Before that, we heard Intention. That's by Sun Glaciers. That's a band from Western Canada. They are currently doing a few shows over in Western Canada. And then, and I saw this, they are scheduled to do a show in Wales. Venue TBA.
Wales venue TBA.
Yeah, I don't know how you go to Wales, England without locking down the venue.
Maybe they have to announce first their intention to go to Wales to drum up interest amongst the venues.
Oh, I see. Kind of a lotto system.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we started out that block of music with a new one from Sea of Lettuce. That's called Unclear.
We were saying the next song was Unclear.
We said Unclear.
It's because Jason was saying the title.
A little bit of
we'll set up a payoff there.
That's from their new EP, Open Doors. Cool track. And I believe Matt from In the Garage was also playing Sea of Lettuce.
Shout out to Matt. We love Matt.
We love Matt. Haley?
Yes.
You got a club of the week this week?
I do, with a twist. Now, yeah. Jason pointed out last week, school's over.
Yeah.
Why am I doing all these clubs? These clubs can't all be active. And it's true. Many of them have shut down. But now the school's ended, something new has begun. Clubbing season. And it's a little known fact that Concordia actually has a vast network of campus clubs, or clubs, as we like to call them.
Sure.
Nightclubs. Yeah. So I now present to you the Concordia Club of the Week.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Club of the Week this week is Pond Scum.
Sure.
Are you looking for the gnarliest, filthiest, grungiest club on campus?
Mm.
Then look no further than Pond Scum. The floors, Pond Scum.
Sure.
The walls, Pond Scum.
Right.
The ceiling, you guessed it, dripping with Pond Scum. Signature drinks include the Swamp, Creature of the Deep, and the oxygen-depleting Spirogyra. So gather your band of algae-loving droogs, put on your stringiest fringe-trimmed top, and slither on into Pond Scum, located at 2578 Mackay Street.
I have some questions. What is an oxygen-depleting is it Spirogyra, you said?
I think I said Spirogyra. I don't know if
what
I said
it
right.
I don't know what it is.
It's Pond Scum. It's because Pond Scum, a lot of it has to do with, you know, like the chemicals that run off from our crops. And then they block the sunlight from getting to the stuff underwater. So it deprives the water of oxygen. It's actually raising environmental awareness.
Say what you will. This is a very well-researched nightclub.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get back to the music.
Okay.
More music, please.
Here's one from Amy Mann.
CJLO 1690, Lecter Decoder.
There's no charity in you, and that surprises me. I guess I thought you were a golden idol, 'cause I called you majesty. Tips I was obliged to pick up from the past scene. Hey kids, look at this. It's the fall of the world's own optimist. I could get back up if you insist, but you'll have to ask politely, 'cause the eggshells I've been treading couldn't spare. Could have objections, which you could override. But what's the point? We're only flogging the horse when the horseman is up and dead. Once I testified, I swore I'd never leave the stone unturned. I bet you're really glad that I lied.
Hey kids, look at this.
It's a fall of a but you'll have to ask politely. Yes, you'll have to ask politely. Yes, you'll have to
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. You just heard Wreck Your Life bracket for rock and roll by Aud Marshall from their album Seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And before that, The Fall of the World's Own Optimist by Amy Mann from Bachelor Number 2. You know, I love Amy Mann and I love Paul Thomas Harrison, and she put some great songs in Magnolia, and I'm due for a rewatch.
What does that mean, The Fall of the World's Own Optimist?
I don't know, but she says it a lot during the choruses.
Amy,
we've got some questions.
Jason?
Hmm.
I'm curious about what happened this week in sitcom history.
Sitcom history, sure.
On this week in sitcom history,
on April 26th, 2014, a very special episode of the HBO dramedy Girls aired. On this very special episode, titled Down in the Dump, Lena Dunham's own Hannah Horvath is feeling down after having been broken up with by Adam Driver's Adam Sackler. Really creative naming on that character, by the way. Sackler to Driver. What incredible work. Riding the New York subway in order to get her favorite matcha latte in the city, the subway goes into total failure, leaving Hannah and a motley cast of oddballs and New York weirdos trapped underground in the total dark. After starting a fire using her trusty Bic and some rolling paraphernalia in her bag, Hannah attempts to get the New Yorkers to participate with her in campfire discussions and activities, only to find they are more interested in stealing money out of her wallet. Hannah runs out of the train into the service tunnels, but gets lost when her iPhone flashlight dies. Shouting into the tunnels for help, she eventually stumbles into a puddle of muck before becoming totally submerged. After a psychedelic sequence of grime directed by Canada's own Vincenzo Natali, she finally comes up for air, finding herself at a New York sewage processing plant. In the B-plot, Marnie and Shoshana go shopping for a new alarm clock. They don't air this one much anymore, but it lives on in this week in sitcom history.
Pretty thin B-plot on that one. Also, I want to say Hannah would fit right in at Club Pondscum.
Oh, true. there's a sort of a growing emerging theme of tonight's episode.
A grungy, scum. Icky theme.
Okay. Speaking of scum,
Jason.
Uh-huh.
That's a joke. I just called you scum.
Oh.
I want to say, before we get back to the music, we're going to play a song by the Talking Heads. And Jason continually makes fun of me for paying $40, we've now established, to go see Stop Making Sense in the theaters when it came back a couple years ago.
I think it was 45. But
it was 40. We said 40.
All right.
It was 40. I claimed it was 20. It wasn't 20. Anyways. But it was worth it in the end, because not only did I have a great time watching my favorite concert film, but also I did not know this song they were about to play. I was not familiar really with Fear of Music, and the song they were playing in the theater as people walked in was this song, which I now love, by the Talking Heads. So enjoy this track, Air.
Some people never had experience with dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, this is Dan from No Boundaries. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Control again. She's lost control.
again.
Not again. She has lost control. She has lost control. No contractions for the Joy Division from their classic debut, Unknown Pleasures. I was just thinking earlier today when we were talking about adding that song to the playlist. Boy, howdy. Easiest job ever for the detective who has to investigate the Ian Curtis suicide scene. You just basically listen to the album and go, yep, okay, yep. Done. Investigation over.
And did not want to live.
No. Before that, we heard Air by the Talking Heads from their Fear of Music album. And I'm not afraid of their music.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Bull take.
A little bit pricey. Haley?
Yes.
Got a joke today? Joke?
Sort of. This joke is a little work in progress, but it's also original.
Oh.
It came naturally through a thought I was having today.
Okay.
And yeah, this is the first joke I'm telling that's not just from the internet.
Uh-huh.
I wrote long-winded joke, but I'm going to try to make it quick.
Sure.
Okay. Jason?
Sure.
You've seen Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listeners, you guys have seen Beauty and the Beast more recently than Jason, perhaps.
It's a tale as old as time.
It's a tale as old as time. It opens with Belle, who we know reads, right? That's
Belle
her
reads.
Big thing. She's a big reader. And we open with a song sung by everyone in the town about how odd they find Belle.
Sure.
And everyone is, besides like the bookseller and Gaston, who has a crush on her, everyone finds Belle weird. As a child, I always found the townspeople weird because right. I identify Belle, friendless loser who likes to read
sure.
and is a babe. But I feel like, yeah, I guess the book readers are the outliers of the world, right? So are most people watching this movie and being like, oh, look, how peculiar, a girl who reads.
No, I think people identify with Belle.
Gerald, come quick. This one's about a girl who reads books.
Okay.
That's kind of my thought.
This is not a joke. This is a very amusing observation.
It's an amusing observation.
This is
That's
what,
almost better than a joke.
What at the Gen end, Alpha thinks are jokes now.
At the end, it was going to be like, oh, look, good for the book reading girl. Her dog turned into a husband.
All right, back to music. Cast your fate. Mary Celeste.
CJLO.
1690 AM.
Yeah, or CJLO.com.
Selector Decoder.
Il va pas t'attendre, ma grande soulade. Your head round the coming tide. Il y en aura des beaux orages, des belles souffrances, des parents. Il y a des animaux sauvages et ils te ressemblent. Ils ont du cœur au ventre. Ils vont te comprendre. Fais-toi les enfants.
love takes care. Know me, know me. Show me, show me. New things I know.
That was Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Through My Sails. Right before that, Cast Your Fate by Marie Celeste. We want to say thank you.
Whoa.
Oh.
First, I want to say this. Somebody said a Justin Bieber song was a top five CanCon song. I believe that was Paul from Trolling the Megahertz. My bro. My guy.
Which Bieber song?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Because the point is, all nine songs from Zuma are better than any Justin Bieber song. So it could best
Hell
be
yeah.
10.
Go Paul, on. Fight me.
Yeah. No. My bro.
Thank you to all of our listeners.
Everyone at CJLO.
Zoom meetings where nobody has their camera on.
Soda cans with ugly packaging.
Jamie Ding.
Big thank you to the piece of foam that blew out of my car vent.
Thank you to Jonathan Carminga.
Keep Jonathan Cumminga.
Sorry, Cumminga.
Oh my God. I was thinking this.
I was thinking about cars. Keep it up. And by keep it up, I mean keep up. The bad playing.
Mm-hmm. And the Barrytown Bean Bags.
Go team. We were going to play an Elliott Smith track, but I feel like we don't have time.
We have run out of time.
So maybe we should just talk about things.
Let's talk.
How was this show? I think it was good.
It was a good show.
I think we had fun. I think we should lean more into funny voices. Do you guys think we should lean more into funny voices? If you think so, please write to us at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. Lector with a K as in?
The rock band Kiss.
Yeah.
Sure. I think we should start doing the last minute of our show should be kind of like the recap show, you know, like they do after like The Walking Dead, like they bring in like a celebrity to come in and talk about like
after The Walking Dead.
Yeah, episodes of The Walking
Dead.
They have a recap show or like Breaking Bad, like after Breaking Bad, they have like Aziz Ansari interviewing Jesse Pinkman.
What?
I'm not crazy.
I never saw that.
This is the thing that's done.
Maybe we've been talking about getting small time actors in, so maybe we can combine that.
There are no small actors, only
right.
Small parts.
For Electric Coder, I'm Haley.
I'm Jason.
Have a good night.
Good night.
We love you. Good night.